Proverex.com, your one-stop place for tips, talks, and services surrounding cybersecurity.
Have you ever lost your laptop or your phone was stolen or it crashed? I guess you may end up losing your pictures, documents, videos, files, WhatsApp messages, and of course, your contacts. It's high time we start using the cloud storage, no matter what happens to your device, either being stolen or misplaced. You have nothing to worry about. So, what exactly is this cloud storage? A lot of people might have heard of this cloud storage, but still haven't known what it is. I don't want you to think cloud storage is some sort of complicated thing. I will break it down and give you real-life examples that we are used to so we can understand better. Here we go. After losing your phone, then you got a new phone and you just want to have those lovely pictures you once snapped with the former phone. What will you do at that moment? Majority of us use Facebook or Instagram, and most of us can't even do without uploading it or post it on our social platform and caption it. So what you do in this case is to go to your Facebook or Instagram to download those specific pictures to your phone so you can have a look at them on your phone wherever you want to. What you have used is cloud storage. You are able to log into your account with your new phone wherever you are to get those specific pictures into your phone. Here's another example. You scan your WAEC result and send it to someone with your email account. And you left Kaduna for Lagos without going with that WAEC certificate, and you just need to print it in Lagos. I think the first thing you'll want to do is to call your mama or sister to scan those certificates at home for you. Here's how the cloud storage service can help out. Remember, you once sent the certificate through your email to someone. You can check that sent email to download that specific scanned certificate and print it wherever you are. So many of us have been using cloud storage without knowing. I believe you have gotten the basic concept of cloud storage. So don't overthink cloud storage as something strange. There are a lot of examples on this cloud storage usage. I will be releasing different episodes so we can get familiar with it and start exploring them. Keep listening. I would like you to drop a comment or a voice note of different use cases of cloud storage, and I am very, very happy to engage with your feedback. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. For more on this, visit www.proverex.com and at Proverex on Instagram and Twitter.